This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show on this Christmas Eve. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week, as it is always on our monthly basis, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. He's not donning a Blue Note today. He's donning a Santa hat. So I don't know if that means you're going to be dressed up as Santa down the road today or what, or you're just extra jolly in the holiday spirit.
I'm trying to get in the spirit.
Well, after last night's game, there's not much to be jolly about.
No, it's not. He just didn't play.
Colorado matched its name. That was an avalanche.
Yes, that right was. Nobody has asked me this year to play Santa Claus for the first time in 15 years.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes, that's good.
Well, guess what? That streak probably ends next year. You'll probably be asked next year.
I don't know. And they saw how old I am now, the real age of me. Mm-hmm. So I think they didn't want me because I didn't have a beard or anything like that.
Wow. We're going to get an update on the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk a little bit about the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce here. 2014 is wrapping up. I know there was a lot of events for 2014, and from what we've talked about, this has been a successful year.
Well, all I can say is wow, and thank the public for coming to all the events. From the business of the year, which is more members than anybody else coming, January 31st of 2015 is our first of year event, and it's always been that way, except one year. We select our business of the year and do it. And then we get into our community-wide yard sale in April. Then in
keep it coming. We want warmer things to warm us up here.
Yeah. Warm. It's almost, we can use the rain. The farmers want the rain at this time, so it gets down deep. The next thing after that is we have the Black Diamond Days, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of June.
Now you're really warming it up.
Yes. Woo! Yes, I remember some hot nights there.
I remember marching in that parade and dang, yes. You're almost passing out because it was
right.
So hot.
I remember them days.
Oh, gosh.
We'll be doing that again. Then at the same time, we'll be starting on every Tuesday night in June and every Tuesday night in July. We'll be doing our summer concert series. In the 2014, we went over the 6,000 plateau of how many people came in the 9 concerts. So we have grown big, and there's some different other groups within a radius of the listening area have come in and talked to me about putting one of these on, and they come in, they look, they ask questions, they go out and do it, and I never hear no more about it.
Right. What makes the summer concert series so unique? Because I know locally here, Hillsboro's got one that's starting to draw a niche. You've got one that's been well established, and Litchfield is now, because they've just built a new stage out at Walton Park, they're thinking about, or they're going to do, a summer concert series. I guess the good thing of it is none of them coincide with, like, your series or Hillsboro series, so, like, you're on your own. But these things have really, I guess, caught on steam.
Well, it's from the old days, from when I've seen old movies from the 20s and 30s, when now Sunday afternoon, the community or the city, a municipality, something puts it on. They had one of those things they built in the middle of their park. The band performs. People come out after church and after dinner and sit down and enjoy a summer of music on a Sunday there. That's how that thing started way back during the 1800s. But then it died off for a while, and it kept coming back. People try to do something, but I don't know what just one thing it does. It was just being consistent, good music, good publicity, keep the bands rotating. Mm-hmm. If the band comes in and plays, and he's playing in front of 50 people, and 50 people go home and say that band wasn't good, they're not going to be back next year. But I don't do that. I bring them back.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, but I give them a second chance because, you know, a lot of people don't know the name.
Three strikes rule, then.
Well, it's like a 3-strike rule. If I see the second year comes in and it's about the same or it's worse, they're gone. But if they, if I see a positive angle,
right.
I mean, you know, a small increase, then I'll bring them back the third time. And if doesn't no more increase, they're usually gone by that time. Now, that's a little secret I have, but it's still, you just have to figure out how to do it. Some people just keep bringing back the same band. That's where we did the first 2 years. We kept bringing back the same band in the same attendance. And the same concession stand receipts for the first 2 years every night there.
Mm-hmm.
So that we got kind of went the other way. We start mm-hmm. bringing in other bands. And then when the bands came in, they would talk to us about another band that they were performing with or they're mm-hmm. playing in. One of these drummer or somebody's playing, they'll go bring it in. You know, come in and say, hey, we have another band we want to come in. So we mm-hmm. go listen to them and everything, and we figured out which one it is. It's not what I like, but it's what the people want.
Yeah, and that's a thin line to draw because you want to appeal to the senior citizens who will show up, but you also want something for the younger crowd to come in to try something new.
Well,
the catch is on that when you're dealing with the younger crowd, you don't necessarily you don't have the concerts in the beer what I call the beer tent in for the Italian American days. You don't have the beer tent going. It's just a straight up concession stand. So it's kind of, you know, it's a thin line to walk.
The young people like loud music. Most of them do. I'm not gonna say everyone.
Yeah.
But the younger people, they want something that's loud or they're used to listen, mm-hmm. and that's why the Italian American days. From Benel there, the Siroccos have that on. Memorial Day weekend over there, three nights in one day.
Well, that starts it off.
That starts the whole summer season off.
Oh, yeah.
But they bring in that's what the people want to hear. Same thing with Black Diamond Days. They do this basically the same thing. The big thing for a few years there were the Smash Group. And they would tons
the
of
Smash
people.
Band, yeah.
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 They would come in and they would play to 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people
mm-hmm.
and for 4 hours there, and they did good. But then they start falling off a little bit, so people were getting tired of it, and the band was sounding the same, and they, I don't know, it seems like
right.
repetition. That was what was going on there.
Yeah, it's amazing. You look back on the year, you mentioned Italian American Days. I think they had, and I haven't talked with Ed or Jerry about this at all. I think they had a pretty good year this year. Black mm-hmm. Diamond Days, it looked like when I was out there, looked like a pretty good turnout.
Well, we had a little rain on Saturday night.
Right.
So, I mean, that hurt the crowd there.
But, I mean, regardless, you still had the parade and everything like that. So, turnout for Black Diamond Days was pretty good. You
and
know,
the summer contest series is
summer
just,
concert.
We started with over 400 people the very first night, a brand new band, and it was
Scrap Iron and Gold, wasn't
right.
it?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they were not the new band. They were the second year there.
Right.
And we moved them to the first night because what happened there, and very simply, they took off, and the third year coming back is going to be even bigger.
And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, Scrap Iron and Gold, and we'll like to say hi, Sandy, if you're listening, was one of the few bands that you brought back on the same series because you had another band already booked, but they backed out because I think the lead singer had a heart attack or something like that, had a medical issue,
right,
and was unable to perform.
They gave me 2 weeks' notice.
And Sandy and Scrap Iron and Gold, that group,
jumped
took that
in.
Spot. And that's a rarity that you had the same band in the
right.
same, and twice in the same series.
Usually don't duplicate it.
Right.
But they did come in. It was like 4 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a very good job, and the people responded well to them and everything. And, of course, our old reliable Steve Davis with the Elvis thing.
What would you do without him, though? I mean,
I don't
seriously.
Know. I remember my experience with Elvis when I was back in the 50s and the 60s. I went in the service. He was in Germany at the same time, basically the mm-hmm. same time. It was not quite, but they're rare. And I saw some of the stuff he did over there, and that was fine. I saw a few of his movies, and it didn't appeal to me.
Right.
So when a certain person started talking to me about him
mm-hmm.
3 months before we – we're ready to go that year because it was like our third year.
Right.
So what happened was We finally had dinner together. We had a long discussion, and he sold me on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then bottom line was that we worked out our differences right there at the dinner time, and ever since then, we've been going full steam ahead.
Yeah, he's always a good closer for you guys.
This past year, he's out of the all the years he's been there. The first two was 500-600 people,
mm-hmm.
but then it started growing and bigger. And the last three out of the 4 years, he drew over 1,000 people.
That's incredible.
And it's a standing room only up there. Mm-hmm. And you come early because people start coming. I mean, they were coming from Taylorville, Springfield, Jerseyville. I mean, they're coming from a long way, and they were getting there at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock when we first show up. And it just, you know, they're getting the people, and the senior citizens even come an hour earlier too to get their prime spot they want. They know he's not real loud, but they don't want to be right on top of him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And of course, we open up the dancing. That was another thing that when Steve is singing, what happens is in this past year, he had 30, 40 people out there dancing for him. So we had to enlarge the dance floor for that purpose, because earlier he would only be having a few people. But
right.
You get these senior citizens out, then the young people start joining him, and it's all fun. That's the secret of the thing. It's fun.
Yeah.
They enjoy it. 90 minutes go so fast that they go. And, of course, when you have 107-degree weather with Elvis out there one year, He
danced. That was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And the thing was, he was out there doing that like he just like it was just a regular day with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the attendance was great. It was not as high as you would think it would be, but it was way up there. But I'm just saying, is everybody has fun. And this summer concert series, with the food we have in there, inexpensive prices and everything,
right.
We do very well. We make the expenses.
And that reputation, I mean, relationship with Steve goes back quite a while, and then you also have him come back, I believe, for the Fall Festival as well, too.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's a good standing rapport.
He's been doing the Fall Festival. This will be his 15th year.
That's incredible.
And for the Summer Concert Series, I think it's going to be his 9th year.
Now, the Summer Concert Series next year, are the bands already booked, or are you still tweaking it?
Seven out of the nine is a verbally, because when they leave, I give them a heads up that, you know, we're going to bring you back next year. Just, you know, just put it down
okay.
and do that way. But that's how we do it. And the Fall Festival is all set up and done. It's the same thing. It's all verbally done. Steve Davis is booked already. The other bands are booked. And when I say booked, they're verbally booked.
Right.
We just, after the first of the year, we always wait to send the contracts because mm-hmm. everybody's too busy at the end of the year
Absolutely.
To worry about contracts.
I think they've got the holidays or something like that.
Well, whatever it is, it makes it easier for us.
Right.
We do a verbal, they know we want them back.
Right. Fall Festival went well this year?
Fall Festival, I mean, the weather's just been cooperating with us so good. We had an overwhelming, we had over 90 vendors there. And I would say 92-93% are verbally said they will be back. And we
That's
had,
cool.
And we had 21 brand-new first-timers, we call them. And out of the 21, 17 have already verbally sent me a note that they're coming. They want to come back. And that's what we'll do. Like I said earlier, the bands have been committed already, too. So a lot of my work is done. And the petting zoo with the reindeers and the camels and the buffaloes and everybody else, they're coming back already. So it's going to be some new stuff.
And that's one thing. And I'm going to switch hats on you just a little bit. Because you're on the Bunnell City Council, for those that don't know. But having an asset like that city park out there, it's tremendous. That frees up for Italian American Days, the Fall Festival, summer concert. I mean, it frees up a lot or allows a lot of things to happen in Bunnell.
That's correct. And the only thing I can say, it does bring people to our community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have a lot of businesses on Main Street. Most of them are service things.
Right.
But the people who come do spend money in the restaurants, mm-hmm. in the Bunnell, in the Montclair, in Gillespie. You know, they're always someplace because we're always giving coupons out for the restaurants for right. some specials to go to. And in, like on the summer concert series, when we give the restaurant coupons out, a lot of them will use it the next time they come back on a Tuesday evening. They just come over a couple of hours earlier, like go to Joe Danny's Amore's,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go in there at 5 o'clock and have an early dinner
mm-hmm.
and use their coupon and then come there at 6:30, and they do great.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those restaurants, Joe Danny's Amore's and Roman's Pizza in Gillespie, both of them too, are already signed up for a special program on their special sponsorship thing like that. But do the city of Bunnell recognizes this, that it is people coming in the community,
mm-hmm.
and they're utilizing our park, and they're very, very successful. And they like it.
And that's one thing. I mean, we'll talk a little bit. The Italian-American Club over in Bunnell does a tremendous job for the city. I mean, they make, correct me if I'm wrong, that park, they make sure it's maintained and that. They raise funds for repairs on, let's say, a gazebo or something like that. I mean, they do a lot.
Yes, they do. When I first came here in 1988, when I married my wife, Emily.
How the city council allowed you in, I don't know. Oh.
Go ahead. Yes, or right. They didn't know me, see? They didn't know me. I was
stuck that one
quiet.
Through.
But it was 2 years later they got me on the city council. And I have to thank Albert Bertinoli and Stan Runner for that. Anyway.
I don't know if your wife really... would no, like she, to thank those two.
Well, she does a lot of the stuff.
Oh, she does.
Behind the scenes.
Your wife is, we need to bring her in sometime. I'm serious about that. Your wife is a saint.
You don't have to tell me that. I was told that when I first married her. And I didn't
Heck,
know
Heck, I remember her at Staunton teaching.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean,
you're one of her 3,781 third graders, our special aid kids. That I've met
no, wait a minute.
Since
I wasn't
we
in
married.
Her special aid class. But,
I'm
I mean,
just saying,
yeah.
Third grade started, and then yeah. within a few years, she was with the special ed and things like that. But unbelievable. I kept track of these. I write down them all over the years. And even in the summer we were engaged, she would introduce to me them. And I meet these people all over the Midwest and some one event or something we were at. But to get back to the thing, she does do, she runs a concession stand, and she takes it completely in charge of it. And once we move it in, she's in charge of it.
She's the only one that I know that when the grill's not working at Black Diamond Days for hamburgers, she's the only one that I know that keeps you calm. Because you were on that verge of having a nervous breakdown or just biting your tongue and just... letting it go, but she kept you calm. Yeah. She kept you calm.
I had to call somebody and see if they had what I wanted.
Right.
And after 45 minutes of not cooking and watching each one of those paying customers walk away, I took off and went and had somebody had a truck. We went over and picked up a thing, ready to go, brought it back, had it up and running. The boys had them running their Greg Crane, had it running real good within 30 minutes. So we missed out in the first 2.5 hour business, but we didn't make it. But at least we recovered real quick there.
Yay.
Now, she's in charge of the doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together on ordering the food and everything. But the fall.
And sometimes that's hard to do because you don't want to overshoot, but you don't want to undershoot.
But you got to keep in mind the weather.
If
the weather is warm, they're not going to eat as much, but they're going to drink more.
Yeah.
And if it's like on the summer concert series, if it's hot, there'll be more of the strawberry shortcake and the
something cooler
drink. Right.
Right.
And they go crazy with that. But the Italian roast beef and the Smokies. Mm-hmm. We do very well in everything. Simple things for them to do. It's not a big thing.
We've got a couple minutes left on the program. Man, this half hour is just flown by.
That's what I'm saying. We want to talk about the Tour de Cole bike ride then.
Yeah, let's real quickly, how that went well this year?
That went well. We didn't have as much attendance, more riders than we did, because there was a special fundraiser not too far away in Bethalville that they raised $30,000. That's where a lot of our bike riders went. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to come up with our 10th anniversary on the Tour de Cole bike ride there.
Okay.
This year. And we're working on some special t-shirts and some other things.
Looking ahead, 2015, obviously the norms will still, like you mentioned, Italian American Days, Black Diamond Days, and the Fall Festival are all booked, and we'll end the summer concert series are all booked, and will happen. What else can we look forward to with the Chamber?
Well, the Chamber's got a couple of other a membership drive on this year for the first time in 3-4 years, and we are hoping we can recruit another half a dozen people. We have signed up for the new 6 businesses that opened up in Bunnell Gillespie this year. That's one of the good points, but we like to pick up a few more that have kind of strayed from us, and we'll be working on that and help us and show this support from the Chamber.
Okay. So a lot of activity is going on with the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. Mickey, it's hard to believe another year is in the books. I do like the fact you brought up some warmer weather things, because God only knows what Mother Nature's going to bring us this winter.
In December, January, and February, there's you always look for bad weather. So I've learned that for all the years I've been in business and everything mm-hmm. like that, to watch for that. But one thing I do want to say, one of my favorite actors, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's to thank the public for coming to all our events. And thank you to the sponsors who sponsor us on all these events. There's so many of them mm-hmm. that I wish I could mention here and don't have enough time.
All right. Mickey, it's always a pleasure again. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next month. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show.
Have a healthy New Year.
Yep, you too. Coming up next week on the show, John Hannafin from the News Herald, and I believe a representative from the Journal News will be here. We're going to do a little year in review on New Year's Eve. So stay tuned for that. Until then, so long.